Hi, I'm Sarah Intonato, and today's blog is about yoga, but about the things I have learned about yoga by conquering a huge fear of mine. And that fear was getting back on a surfboard this summer after 8 years of not touching one, unless it was forcing me to carry my kids' surfboards. But 8 years of being away, I had gotten really spooked, I was really scared, and as I decided to get back on the horse, I made every excuse possible not to do it. It was too cold, I didn't want to go by myself, so I started booking lessons. And even with booking lessons, I would hesitate. A couple of times I even canceled, and it wasn't lost on me that I was showing up for surfing the same way my most annoying yoga students show up for class. They hesitate, they make a lot of excuses. Oh, I have to walk my dog, I can't do yoga today. That was me getting back to surfing this summer. And I would fret about it, I would literally show up to the beach in my wetsuit, shaking and shivering with terror. And I asked a million questions of my teachers. They were so patient with me, thank God. But the reason this was happening is because I was scared. And yet, I didn't allow the fear to paralyze me. I knew it was time for me to get back and face this fear, which I'd been carrying around for years. And how did I feel after I surfed a 2-foot wave? Amazing. Like I could conquer Mount Everest. Like you could show me any challenge and I could handle it. And this confidence, this exhilaration showed up, not just on my surfboard, but in every other part of my life. I was a better, more confident yoga teacher because I believed in myself in a different way. I was able to relate to my students much better because I really understood how scared some of them are. And I'd never really understood that before. Yoga never scared me in the same way that it scares some people. So when people would come to class and run over a list of reasons why they weren't going to be good enough that day, I was able to get it. And I was able to help them find a place of comfort on their surfboard slash yoga mat. And it really created a great system of trust between me and my students because I had been willing to put myself in that beginner's mindset once again. And the fear, I realized, can be so powerful that it paralyzes us. And yet, when we are willing to face our fear, not even conquer our fear, but just face our fear and baby step into it, it teaches us powerful tools with how to up-level every part of our life because we see that we have what it takes to rise above our challenges, our obstacles, whether they're on our yoga mat or a surfboard or in life, in a hospital room, with an argument with our spouse, a tough situation at work. We now have the confidence that even when we feel afraid, we can move through. And anyone who says they don't feel afraid, I don't believe them. I think fear is a very powerful motivator. It's really that same type of feeling in our body as excitement, but they're channeled in a different way. So when we can tap into fear and use it as a stepping stone, it turns into excitement, it turns into confidence. So this is why we will never grow if we're just doing things that are comfortable for us all the time. This is why your yoga pose can't just be the ones that are easy for you. This is why you have to have some elements to your yoga practice which are challenging, which require you to dig deeper in terms of your confidence and your willingness to try and fail. And they teach you a lot more about yourself, physically and mentally, than just doing the things that are easy for you all the time. We don't grow in our safe little box. We don't develop different levels of mental strength. Forget about the physical stuff. Mental strength in our safe little box. And if we want to step out of that box and really shine our light in the world in any area in which we're passionate about, we have to be willing to take risks and dig a little deeper with that fear. And by the way, not only did I get, I wouldn't say over, but did I start to chip away at this fear? I was so sore. Talk about compassion for my students. Oh, the first day after I surfed, I felt like it was hard to put my sweatshirt on over my head. I was so sore. And I really think this is a crucial point because fear moves things through our bodies in a different way. The day after I surfed, by the way, I surfed 2 days in a row when I first got back in July, I got a terrible stomach bug. I was nauseous, standing up felt like hard work, I was sweaty, and even my husband, who's not as woo-woo as me with energy, felt like, you know, I think this is just years of fear moving up and out of your body, Sarah. You've been pushing it down for so long that when you do something that exhilarates you, that moves you, that allows that fear to rise up and leave, there's gonna be some different energetic shifts. And then after that, I felt amazing. And my practice felt amazing, and my surfing felt amazing, and I continue to surf again. But the most important thing I took away from my summer of getting back on a surfboard was that I learned self-acceptance. I had to give myself a little pep talk every day on the beach before I suited up and got out, about accepting myself, whether I wiped out, whether I took a wave down the line, whether I learned new skills and did them well, whether I tried new skills and was terrible at them, whether I pleased my teacher that day or whether I got yelled at for being a total disappointment, which did happen. I learned to accept myself because it's all about learning ultimately. So if it's really all about learning, there is no failure. It's just about taking the next step on your path to growth, on your path to your highest self. So I encourage you to do that today. If you've been avoiding certain parts of your practice because they've been intimidating you, make the connection with yourself and make the commitment to just try them, even if you only end up doing them halfway because you're not ready, even if you suck, even if you're terrified and after your attempt you go into your room and cry. It's okay. This is what it's for. And again, we're never gonna grow if we stay in our comfortable little box. We have to take that next step out of our box, into the world, onto your yoga mat, onto a surfboard, onto that hike that you wanna try when you're scared of heights, onto applying to that new job you know you're not qualified for, but you really want, you'll probably get it anyway. This is what it's all about. So I hope this blog inspires you to take some action today, do something that you've been thinking about for a long time, but it's been a little too intimidating for you to take action. Go for it, take that inspired action, post in the comments below, write me and tell me what happens after, what do you feel like, what shifts around you, and how are you consciously choosing to up-level your life by taking that little risk today. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.